Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
So, do you know anyone who's losing vision and hearing? We got an aging demographic. There are more people going to have that happen. And there are a few experts, like my friend Linda Heller, who's got more degrees than a thermometer. She started as a certified audiologist, but she has worked with deaf people and hearing impaired and visually impaired people in Delaware so long that she has been nationally recognized and has been a global consultant to multiple corporations and to governments in four continents. There's very few people like her who can attack the problem head on. Linda, thanks for being with us today. Can you tell us a little about your experience and your background in this very complicated field?
Well, I was born with a hearing loss and became an audiologist and went to public schools and then went on to graduate school and became an audiologist and then a health, aging, and disability expert working in that field too.
Well, that's excellent. And how do you evaluate people with dual disabilities? What do you attack first, the hearing or the vision? What's your tricks?
Well, the hearing and the vision is a complex field, and hearing and vision together, when people have both hearing loss and vision loss, it is a very complex type of disorder. And the problem, Rob, is that within the next 20 years, the number of people who have both hearing and vision loss is going to double. And we need a lot more education and awareness and training for people, especially with the older population, 65 and older. And because we are seeing in the Delaware and across the country a lot more people now, we have to get up to speed on what we can do and have professionals and consumers know more about the dual sensory problem of hearing and vision loss. And that's what we're trying to do here.
How particularly do you introduce someone like this to a course of therapy? How do you deal with them, and what do you do? Get their hearing better first? Do you check their vision and get their vision better so they can use their hearing? How do you manage this?
Yes, that's a good question. You deal with both, and of course, because of the earlier diagnosis that we're getting, we do have a little more awareness, and we have better medical intervention and technology for both of these disorders. And the problem is getting the information to people and then training them in order to know how to access and use the new technology, which will help them be part of a world. And a lot of people have had this problem for a long time, and yet they haven't had the assistance. So they have to have more one-on-one assistance in order to use some of these technologies and be part of life again. And both deaf people and blind people and people with vision and any kind of hearing loss usually use some kind of technology in order to help them. But the rehabilitation part and the helping a person goes beyond the diagnosis and just giving a person a pair of glasses or a hearing aid. It has to go beyond that, and we have to get a lot more education to people in order to help them really live with their hearing loss. Because,
of course,
Rob, blindness separates you from your environment, but hearing loss separates you from people. So we have to deal with both sides of that equation.
You know, it's interesting because there is a test for infants, for newborns, to tell congenital hearing loss, whereas there's no test for vision. So kids need to be tested for vision very early. In an older population, ophthalmologists can be very helpful because when they have to scream at the patient who doesn't see well, they know that they're not hearing well, and that they can be very helpful in referring people to your services to help get both of these at least in optimal gear. We know that if people are losing vision, they sort of lose connection to the world and lose enthusiasm. And I'm sure when you lose two senses, it's even more compelling to help these people because they're not oriented and they're more depressed, et cetera. I'm sure you have found that, Linda.
Right, right. And with children, for example, we find that about 15% of the children with hearing loss have auditory neuropathy, which is a processing problem in the brain. So it isn't just the nerve part of the hearing or the outer ear or middle ear, but there's a problem inside. And, of course, for years, nobody ever understood that. Now the research is showing that, and we still don't know everything about how best to treat somebody with that. The second thing that's come along is not only better hearing aids, but we have assistive listening devices that are great for children in the classroom or for adults that are engaged in the community, in a senior center, or whether they're, you know, going to take classes someplace. But we have cochlear implants, and now there's different types of implants for different kinds of problems, and the outcomes are amazing. For example, just in children alone, children that get a cochlear implant at the age of 3 or before are on the same achievement level as kids with no hearing problems. So if we can find and identify these children early enough, then we can help intervene with a device, a cochlear implant, or hearing aid, and they could be equal to their hearing peers in achievement. This is truly amazing development in the field that we've seen, the emergence of technology.
Well, you're a living example of how someone conquers this and can enjoy every facet of life. And the reason I know you is because of your wonderful work in the Delaware community. And I know you're going to help teach more of us as ophthalmologists, physicians, even ophthalmic technicians who are intuitive people, to pick up on this and to refer them to appropriate police people. So, Linda, thank you for being with us today, and I look forward to hearing more from you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. You can hear this podcast or any of the podcasts by going to my show page on RadioMD.com. Stay well, see well, listen well, and be of help to others who don't have that opportunity.